Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Maria Curtis, a lay Dominican and retired music educator who lives in Arizona. Her preaching is entitled, The Fullness of Anticipation.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The people were full of anticipation, wondering in their hearts whether John might be the Messiah. John answered them all by saying, I am baptizing you in water, but there is one to come who is mightier than I. I am not fit to loosen his sandal strap. He will baptize you in the Holy Spirit and in fire. When all the people were baptized, and Jesus was at prayer after likewise being baptized, the skies opened and the Holy Spirit descended on him in visible form like a dove. A voice from heaven was heard to say, You are my beloved Son. On you my favor rests. The Gospel of the Lord. Today on the Feast of the Baptism of our Lord, I was particularly struck by two phrases in Luke's Gospel. The first is in the opening sentence. The people were full of anticipation. Another translation has, the people were waiting expectantly. I even found in Jerome's biblical commentary, the people were on tiptoe of expectation. Whatever translation you use, you get the idea of excitement, the idea of that tension of not knowing but wanting to know, and the hope that it will be all you ever expected. The feeling you have before you attend a great event, one you've been looking forward to for a long time, a special musical concert, a play, the birth of a child. John the Baptist has stirred up his fiery preaching, reminded them of the long-awaited promise of the Messiah, of the Savior. They had been waiting so long, and now with John, it seemed so close. Could it be, could now be the actual time that God would send the Savior he promised so long ago? When is the last time we have felt such anticipation, such breathless expectancy? Most of us don't remember our baptism. We were infants. But do you remember how we felt on our wedding day or before our solemn vows or awaiting the birth of a child? Has the passing of time taken away our joyful expectancy, our fullness of anticipation? I know I have struggled with the COVID pandemic. It just seems to go on and on. Will it ever end? I think that's partly why so many people despair, because they've given up and they're tired, and they're tired of fighting it, so COVID's on the rise again. But the gospel, the good news of our Lord, calls us to renew our anticipation, the call to hope, to never give up. The Jewish people have been waiting a lot longer than we have been facing a pandemic, and still they were able to hope, to wait in expectation. They just needed the words and actions of John the Baptist to revive in them a renewal of hope. Christ's baptism reminds us that nothing is impossible with God. Our Lord of heaven and earth humbled himself to become like us and even to submit to be baptized when John knew that the Lord was mightier than him. But because of John's passionate message, many were brought to believe in Jesus Christ. By our baptism, we are called to be prophets and priests of Melchizedek, to spread hope by our words, to remain and maintain that renewal of anticipation, to encourage each other so that we will not become tired and give up, so that we can hear the words, You are my beloved son. On you my favor rests. This is the second phrase that stayed with me as I contemplated today's gospel. Through Christ, we are made sons and daughters. We are blessed to call God our Father. But with this blessing comes great responsibility. I don't always have the words, but Scripture does. Isaiah tells us in our first reading today, "Here is my servant whom I uphold, my chosen one with whom I am pleased, upon whom I have put my spirit. He shall bring forth justice to the nations, not crying out, not shouting, not making his voice heard in the street. A bruised reed he shall not break, and a smoldering wick he shall not quench. Until he establishes justice on the earth, the coastlands will wait for his teaching. I, the Lord, have called you for the victory of justice. I have grasped you by the hand. I formed you and set you as a covenant of the people, a light for the nations, to open the eyes of the blind, to bring out prisoners from confinement, and from the dungeon, those who live in darkness." The word of the Lord from the prophet Isaiah. This is how we become more like Christ, so that we, too, through Christ, become God's beloved sons and daughters, and we will be blessed to hear, "On you my favor rests." So be not discouraged. Regain your fullness of anticipation. Encourage one another. Emmanuel, God is with us, now and always.